A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the Precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net. Health and well-being. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the whole earth be filled with his glory. In his glorious name, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation, according to his excellent greatness and in the amazing name of Jesus Christ. His wondrous works declare that his name is near. So in his kind and merciful name, we go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, in Christ we ask that you and your family have a long and satisfying life, a prosperous life, never falling short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And when it is your time to die, let the God of your salvation deliver your souls from death and lead you and your family into the way of the everlasting. Beloved, in Christ we pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you by the stripes of Jesus, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth. Surely, you and your people are healed. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, let Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, send his word and heal you and your people, and deliver you and your family from your destructions, and restore perfect health to you and yours, and heal you of your wounds. There shall be no evil that befalls you and your family, neither shall plague come near your dwelling, for God shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In Christ we plead with you, do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Do not justify your lust and your sin in your own mind. Examine yourself and receive revelation, repentance, and your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. According to his loving kindness, let the Lord have mercy on you and your people, on your souls and your bodies. May the God of hope heal your souls, your spirits, your bodies, and renew your minds. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. According to the riches of his grace, let the Lord heal you, and you shall be healed. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. In God is your salvation and your glory, the rock of your strength, and your refuge is in God. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of love and peace make you and your family complete in Jesus Christ. In Christ we petition the Lord our God to restore your souls, renew your spirits day by day, renew your minds through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the pure water of the Word, so that you and your house shall be holy and without blemish, and cleanse you from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in you and your people. In Christ we pray that you and your people will walk in the light as Jesus, your Savior, is in the light. May God your Father give you and your family eyes that are good, so your whole body will be full of light. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you and yours from all sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, let you glorify his name forevermore. Let you and your family, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, being the temple of God as a faithful ambassador. And may the Spirit of God dwell in you and your people. In Christ we pray, you and your family prosper in all things and be in health as your souls prosper. Let you and yours take the water of life freely. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation, and God will bless your bread and your water and take all sickness away from the midst of you and your house. Let you and your people keep the word of God in the midst of your heart, for it is life to those who find it and health to all your flesh. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you and your people completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. God has made you in his own image. God has made you to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. Jesus gave you and your people authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, listen well. Let us introduce to you Satan and all the demonic, wicked, evil, unclean spirits, these children of God, for you and your house are the children of the God Most High. You are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are called by his name. You have a covenant relationship with the God Most High. Your body and your mind are the temple of the living God, the God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of all things, the only true God, the everlasting God. In Christ we speak to you, Satan, and to all demonic beings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the head of all principality and power, in Christ we command you not to defile this temple in any manner or by any means. For anyone who defiles the temple of God, which you are, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. In Christ we ask the Father God, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, to fill this temple, which you are, with his Holy Spirit, and make it holy ground. Today, being one with God, we execute the written judgment of God concerning you and all of your house, for you and your house are the temple of God. This honor has all of his saints. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is one who executes his word. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God who has given you and your family victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And his name, through faith in his name, has made you strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus has given you this perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for you, may the God Most High release the fruit of Calvary, the fruit to holiness and everlasting life, over you and your family, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in your lives. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Surely he has borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He has seen your ways, and he will heal you and your people, and lead you and your family, and restore comforts to you and your house. May the Lord be merciful to you and your family, heal your souls, heal your backsliding, and love you freely. According to his promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of his children, you and your house, and heal the stroke of your wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength in whom you shall trust, May the God of your strength, the God of your defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to you and your family, heal you and your people, and reveal to you and yours the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open your eyes to the truth, to turn you from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile you and your family to Himself. May the Spirit of God hover over you and your family, releasing love, power, and truth into your lives. May the Holy Spirit hover over you and your people, birthing new creation in you and all of your house. The old things shall pass away, and you are a new creation. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from you and your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, King of the saints, according to the Spirit of holiness, may God, who does wonders, let you and your family know, let you and yours pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to you and your house like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. In Christ we pray that you and your family fear His name, and the Son of righteousness shall rise over you with healing in His wings. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. By the Spirit within you, may you seek Him early. Seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the Lord, that your tongue will promote health. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. May the Lord your God keep you from the wine of confusion and give you an ear to hear what the Spirit says. May you and your people hear pleasant words which are like a honeycomb, sweetness to your soul and health to your bones. Let you and yours see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and understand with your heart, and return and be healed. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works! Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you, and by His stripes, you and your house are healed. Surely His name, through faith in His name, will make you strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus will give you this perfect soundness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His saints. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let you and your house praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens, and He has exalted the horn of His people. Praise of all His saints. You and your family are a people near Him, so praise the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty and abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in you. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth, and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In Him who is our high tower, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of His servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let us trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon our God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. To you who fear His name, the Son of righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. God said it, we believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.